So I'm actually really glad that we pre-decided this topic because I have just had this like, ugh, day. And I was sort of in a funk because I don't feel good.
Yeah. And the weather is like, nothing is like very inspiring right now.
Yeah, it's cold, so wah-wah here in Nashville. It's been really rainy, like tornado kind of rainy.
Yeah.
And like, it's really cold. And then I started this testosterone patch, you know. Everyone keeps being like,
trying to grow
are
balls?
You talking like this? Yeah. My boyfriend keeps being like, do you have any chest hair yet? No, I don't.
Your mustache looks great, though.
Thanks, I groomed it before you got here. No, I really don't, but it's made me super nauseous. Like, I feel like I have morning sickness. Yeah, so that's fun.
What is the testosterone patch do?
It's, you know, I told you about the last round that I did egg freezing. It that didn't produce enough eggs. And so we're doing all of this priming stuff before now. And it's just like, they're pumping me full of even more hormones.
Oh my God.
You're yeah, like so I'm KFC a real treat. Chicken. Yeah, exactly. cock. But anyway, you had email. I don't know. I just feel like my mom right now because I think you texted me.
And I texted you, yeah.
I was going to say you emailed me. But you texted me earlier in the week and you were like, oh, I just listened to this song and I actually think I have a topic for this week's At Casual.
I mean, did I listen to it? I listened to this song probably for 2 hours on repeat.
What?
I don't. You know, sometimes those like... particularly like a well-written like country song that you can like, it's like a movie playing in your mind. And it just was so moving because it made me think. It's a song called, everyone go listen to it. It's Hayley Witters. The song is called Janice at the Hotel Bar. And it's just, it's one of those songs that like made me think of my mom. It made me think of my grandmother. It just made me think, growing up in the South, like, there's so many, I've got friends who are, you know, younger versions of these women that just like say the funniest shit, but it's like they always have these like amazing life lessons, like Dolly Parton would do, or, you know, it's, and I actually know Hayley and I texted her to ask her if Janice was real.
So hold on a second, because I listened to the song too, so I know it. So I think we need to give the listeners a little bit of backstory here. The main line of the song is make a good living, but don't forget to make a good life. And the song breaks down different kind of life advice. Excuse me, did you want to mute your phone?
Sorry, the pattern just sent me a message.
Ooh, the pattern. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
So it's about, though, the life advice that she's learned over the years. And she's Janice. This lady,
Janice, yeah,
is giving this advice, right? And so you sound like you had quite the moment listening to
it. Like, it was just, it just really resonated with me. And it's, you know, I don't know, it's like my mom's getting older and it's my grandmother's no longer here. And it's, you know, it really just sort of brought that to the surface, like thinking about like the moment that you might not have that advice anymore. You might not have those people around you to say those things that like shine such like a perfect light on, you know. And then I was thinking, like, God, all of these topics are sort of At Casual moments. It's, you know, it's like that's when you need your mom the most or your grandmother the most, is like when you're dealing with something that generally doesn't really matter,
right, in the grand scheme of life.
Yeah, it's like and you know, this is just a story that happened to be partly true, and this woman, Janice, is a real person, and it was about a chance encounter, and she said a lot of like really interesting small town pieces of advice or stories to one of the songwriters, or not to one of the songwriters, but to someone that inspired the song. So, you know, I hit you up and thought, like, wouldn't it be funny if we like could talk to some friends or do some research to like find some great pieces of Southern advice.
Well, because what we'd said earlier today too is like your grandmother or your grandfather, the older generation in general, they're basically the definition of acting casual, right? Like
100%.
They've gotten to the point in their life where they're like, okay, all that bullshit that you guys are worrying about every day does not matter. And like, here's X, Y, and Z. Here's a statement that's about to like knock your socks off and really put things into perspective.
Yeah, I mean, they are all they're doing is living at that point, you know, and it's, they're able to look back at what their life has created and this family that it's, you know, they're the matriarchs and patriarchs of, and be proud of all of those moments, the good times, the bad times, all of it led them there. And they can sit there and look back with pride and
right.
And you know, there's nothing that like their children and grandchildren are going to go through that they haven't survived.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, every day, like, I find a problem that I think is going to never end for my life. And I have friends that go through things, and we all get through them, you know?
I mean, my grandmother would say to you, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
It is true. As I started thinking too, I'm like, what are the things that I can think of from my family? And of course, I can think of all the funny sayings, but when you actually think of the advice, it's a little trickier. I feel like those are the things that come to you in the moment, like when you're living your life and you're like, oh, but grandma said.
Right.
But right now, because I'm trying to think of them, I can't.
Because it's all out of context right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we both did a little research and we found some funny, humorous, and just like, to me, some really good life kind of lessons. Would you call them lessons?
Yeah, advice. They're like advice.
Just points. Okay, I'll go ahead and start with, okay. I found this article on things.com, which I've never heard of. Every time we're doing research for this, I'm like, wow, new website, never heard of that one.
There's so much information out there.
So much information on the World Wide Web.
On that web.
This one I thought was actually great for people with kids. I don't have kids yet, but I can totally imagine this moment. They said, the girl said, my grandmother used to always say, you don't have to like your children, but you always have to love them. Ugh. I mean, amen, right?
Right?
Because think about when they're being little shits.
Little assholes. Ugh. Like, I can remember the first time I told my mom I hated her. Right. And I didn't hate, I've never hated my mom, but I knew it would hurt.
Yes. So you did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a calculated little asshole I was.
I'm sure in that moment she was like, that motherfucker.
Oh, well, you know, I don't recall her like letting me know that it hurt, but yeah. I'm sure she cried herself to sleep that night. You know, because my sister has kids now too, and she told me about the first time that her daughter did something like that.
Did it break her?
Yeah, it breaks you, because it also like is proof that your kid's kind of growing up.
Yeah, you know? That's a good point.
So,
or just I think about the times where they're just not listening, or they're running around wild. They've had way too much sugar, like just those things when you're like,
you haven't slept.
Yes,
and you're not getting to address all those other stressful things in your life because you're worried about them.
Right, exactly. So you don't always have to like them, but you always have to love them. And she said, just remember that even when they piss you off, just to show them love. And I think that's a great.
I think that's really sweet.
If you can do it, yes, it's a great one.
I like that one. I also did some research. I've got a few that I'm going to do. Like some of them are from friends. Some of them I read a BuzzFeed article. Some of them might be Dolly Parton. Who knows?
Ugh, love me some Dolly.
The queen of Southern advice.
Yes.
But this particular one I think is great. It was submitted to, I found it on an article on BuzzFeed, and it was submitted by a man.
Okay.
And it says, when I was 10 years old, I wanted a Barbie. My great-grandmother said, if it isn't hurting anyone and it makes you happy, then do it. Because in 100 years, nobody will give a good goddamn anyway.
I mean, was she
bought me the Barbie, and I really miss her.
Oh, I mean, if that's not the truest statement ever, though.
Ever.
Yes.
Ever. Like, act casual is what she said.
Well, and also be yourself.
Be you.
Like, that's just you do you, boo.
Yeah.
And like, okay, for a true point, you know, a lot of the gay world is being way more accepted. I just assumed he's gay. Is that funny?
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of assumed.
I don't know
thing.
If that's fair or not, but okay. If you like to play with Barbies, it's probably way more accepted now. Like there's no gender assignments like there used to be.
Right.
I mean, or it's becoming a lot less prevalent. And so she was right for that, for a factual nature. Also though, in 100 years, like no one's going to care about any of the shit that you did when you were a kid. Like play with what you want to play with.
Right.
Have fun. Enjoy your life.
Go great grandma.
Amen. This one's on worrying. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. Mic drop. I love that analogy though in my head. I mean, I'm the biggest worrier, but if you think about worrying, you're really doing exactly what you're doing in a rocking chair. You're just going back and forth and back and forth, but you're not going anywhere.
Right.
You're just wasting
time.
There's
no progress.
Yeah.
Although I do love a rocking chair.
I also love a rocking chair. So we'll keep that in a positive
but it's,
spin.
It's just, it's a nice visualizer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because isn't that, that's literally what my brain does. It's just back and forth and back and forth. Yeah.
And I mean, oftentimes when I find that like I'm worried about something, the only thing that makes it better is just putting it in the rear view, like getting past it
or doing something.
And it's the outcome is never what you sit around and think that it's going to be.
Nope.
I liked this one too.
Tell us.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade, which we've all heard, but
I was about to say boring.
But the good grandmother says, and then go hang out with someone whose life gave them vodka.
I've heard, and then add vodka, but I love go hang out with someone whose life gave them vodka. Whoever that person is.
I want that grandma.
The fairy drops some vodka on them. I had a funny one in relation to that. I was trying to find, I'll get back to that one. This is a really good one. I thought about aging because, okay, we're in our 30s. Well, oopsie.
Oh, I'm older than that.
Sorry.
I've crossed to the other side.
The dark side. Well, I'm not yet, but I feel every year like, oh man, I'm just getting older. And I think I've noticed this the most in business where I will tell myself, you're too old to try that. You know, like trying something new kind of mentality. Like you've reached a certain point. Too late, sister. And this grandma said, whenever you're feeling too old to try something new, she said, as soon as you feel too old to do something, do it. Like that actually means you should do it. And that's probably not as much business related as much as life related, right. But like you feel too old to go, what, jump on that trampoline? You better go jump on that trampoline.
Well, and it's funny because in doing my research, Dolly has a quote that's similar to that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to limit myself just because people won't accept the fact that I can do something else.
Wait, say that again?
She says, I'm not going to limit myself just because people won't accept the fact that I can do something else.
Yes, because they just put her in a box. Right. Who she is.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, so it's sort of the same thing. It's like self-doubt versus overcoming what other people think about you, but it's still the same thing. Like don't limit yourself.
Exactly.
You're not one dimensional.
I think that is very age related too. Mm-hmm. Cause if you get to a certain point in your career or a certain age, people definitely said they want to keep you there.
Right.
And that's, I love that Dolly thinks
it also works in the inverse. You know, it's just looking at elections right now. We have a lot of people like that are running for president that are, you know, in their 70s.
Right.
And then we have someone who's not even 40. And a lot of what you hear about him is he's too young to run the country, you know? So it's just an ageist thing. It doesn't mean that he's any less qualified just because of his age. So what's another funny one that I had? So this one's about a grandmother that smokes weed.
Ooh, I like her already.
This one was in that same BuzzFeed article. It says, when my 89-year-old grandma was in the hospital, she found a pair of surgical scissors and told me, these are good for holding your roach. And then she put them in her purse.
Oh my God, because have you seen old ladies smoke like that? Oh, that's so good.
It's so good.
They hold it at the end of their cigarette. I mean, the scissors.
Yes.
Wow.
Good for you, grandma.
I've never tried that method.
I mean, she's 89, so.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a secret.
Well, look
in that.
At Willie Nelson. I mean, must be doing something right.
Right?
I found the one that I was talking about with the alcohol. This is about preventing digestive issues. This grandma said, for better digestion, I drink beer. In the case of appetite loss, I drink white wine. In the case of low blood pressure, why is that so hard for me to say? In the case of low blood pressure, I drink red wine. In the case of high blood pressure, I drink scotch. And when I have a cold, I drink schnapps. And so her granddaughter said, when do you drink water? And she goes, honey, I've never been that sick. Loved it.
You know, it's funny. Like my parents are both retired now. And I feel like their life sort of revolves around drinking now. My parents were always really fun and drank and like were sort of party parents. Not like irresponsible party parents. But like, I mean, what else do they have to do? But like,
right.
Drink and hang out with friends. And it's, they talk about drinking all the time. Like, so that sounds so much like what something my mother's going to say when she's like 85.
Yeah. Like treating her illnesses with alcohol.
Yeah. So I was talking to a friend today and told her what we were going to be talking about. And she said that apparently she's dated a lot of men and divorced a few herself.
Okay.
And her mother said to her that she needs to start asking for an IQ and a W-2.
Oh my God. That's so good.
So good.
IQ and a W-2. I think that should be on a t-shirt.
100%.
Like, unless you have an IQ and a W-2, don't come talk to me. You should wear that left. To the bars. Yeah, exactly. On thoughtcatalog.com, they were talking about the small little like tricks that their grandmothers taught them. And one girl was like, if I never had my shower curtain closed, my grandmother would freak out because she was like, on getting murdered in, you know, in your bathroom, always check behind a closed shower curtain before you go to the bathroom. So it's if she did have it closed,
right.
She would walk in the bathroom and like peek behind it. I do that too.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. But her grandmother had like a good rule about place, it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it is. You ever watch any serial killer movies?
but yeah.
I don't know if that's like advice, but it's like a funny little note to take. Like, ooh, okay, I probably just scared people. Now they're no one's going to go to their bathroom at night.
Everyone's going to rip their shower curtains down.
Yeah.
And this is a very Southern thing. And it's sort of a play on like a very common piece of Southern advice, but I like how this one's wrapped up. If you can't say something nice, disguise it as something nice.
Okay, that is so Southern though.
It's
because
so
that's
Southern.
Like the backhanded compliment.
It's like bless your heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You were watching this little story about a wedding dress shopping, right?
Yes.
So how did they say it? Do you remember?
Well, it was, I stumbled on some video online and, it was like a skit and the girl comes out in a really ugly wedding dress and like the friends are like, oh shit, like we can't let her get married in that. And the mom's like, let me handle it.
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, that's a dress a lot of people will remember.
Right.
You
so
know?
It's like, it's not necessarily mean, but it's not nice.
It is not nice.
That they'll remember. This one was, always wash out your oatmeal bowl immediately after finishing it. Do you eat oatmeal?
Not regularly, but
well, then
yeah.
I mean, this would it make sense to you, but any of my oatmeal eaters out there know that if you let oatmeal sit in a bowl and get dry, you are so screwed because it is so difficult to get that
out. It's like
out.
Plaster.
Oh my God, it gets like this film on the top of it. It's like so hard to scrub out of a bowl.
What is that doing to your intestines?
I don't know. I don't eat it anymore. But
after that one experience, it's like, have you ever let eggs dry?
Ew. No. Have you ever let bacon grease dry?
Ew. No, I pour that in the can on my counter.
What do you do with it? Cook with it?
No, I like fill up a can and then throw it out.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. My grandma would cook
like grandma
it,
would
so,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked this one. It's like, to me, this is so act casual. If you can no longer laugh at yourself, you're already dead.
That is so true. People who take themselves seriously are not living life.
No.
You can't.
No, it's... Life is meant to... We're supposed to laugh. We're supposed to cry. We're supposed to feel emotions.
Absolutely. But mostly at yourself. Like, please don't take yourself so seriously that you can't joke about the stupid shit you do.
Right. Right. I mean, it's to keep going back to the queen of Quip. Dolly, well, yeah. You know, she basically says, like, you want to make fun of her wearing wigs or her tits or whatever, like, she wrote all the jokes about herself.
Absolutely.
You know,
but
so,
it makes you love her even more.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. I always talk about this with, I keep quoting the Kardashians, but
I keep quoting Dolly.
Well, that's way better. Okay. But the reason that they're likable to me now is because they're in on the joke.
Totally.
Like, you have to be in on the joke for people to appreciate you. I
do love that about them. I just, mm-hmm. I have a hard time with the replication, the ripple effect that they've caused in the world.
Oh, I mean, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother
but
topic.
But I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about guns, cars, and women.
All right.
my grandmother's golden rule that stuck with me all my life, never let someone borrow your car, your gun, or your woman.
I mean.
How do you feel about that? Do you own a gun?
I don't either.
And you don't have a woman. So.
I don't, but I do have a car. And I am kind of, I mean.
Are you funny about letting people borrow it?
It depends on who asks, because if I know they're a bad driver, it's one thing. But then I'm also like, it's just a car. It's insured.
Totally.
I would rather someone wreck my car than come back with a scratch on it.
Yeah, because then you could get a new one.
Right.
Yeah, I will say I feel a little vulnerable when other people are driving my car. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's because if someone, like, if you're a good friend, mm-hmm. came back and there's like a scratch all the way down your car, like, well, you would be pissed at them.
But hopefully they would fix it, or you might need to get a new friend.
Yeah, that's true. But you, there would also be a part of you that would want to be like, it's just a material thing. Don't, like,
yeah,
don't make a big deal out of it. Because if you scratched your car, you'd probably just let it ride, right?
Maybe. It depends on how big the scratch is. I would never let someone borrow my car, my woman, or my gun, though.
Yeah.
They, I mean,
a gun,
car,
a gun is a dangerous thing to let someone borrow.
I'm totally joking. I don't have a gun. But I think for that's, I mean, you definitely don't want to let anyone borrow your woman. So
no.
Ain't nobody going to borrow my man. Okay.
Okay.
Don't even try.
Not for rent.
What else you got?
This one is about misbehaving. If you can't be good, be careful.
I don't get it.
Well, it's like you have to give yourself permission to, like, misbehave sometime. Oh. But, like, when you're going to do it, like, be careful.
Isn't that the whole point of misbehaving, though?
Well, some people, I think,
throw
do
caution
it with,
to the wind.
Well, yeah. But I think that some people are haphazard.
Oh, yeah.
And they're misbehaving.
Speaking of,
like, drunk driving is a really bad
right,
way to misbehave.
Right. I've been watching the Aaron
Hernandez.
This is a side tangent, but it has to do with that, actually. He is one who did not be careful.
No.
He definitely got to the point of, like, I can do whatever I want and then face no consequences.
Right.
So, yeah. So we'll stay to being careful because I don't want to end up like him. So
exactly.
I liked this one as kind of one to go out on. And I think this is, like, the whole point of this whole topic is just about living each day to its fullest. And this quote says, never allow waiting to become a habit. Live your dreams and take risks. Life is happening now.
Boom. Mic drop.
Mic drop.
It's so true. I mean, I think, you know, like we said before, it's like when you are older and able to, like, be casual about life, it's because all you have is these moments. Well, when we're young, we take everything for granted. Like, we can't appreciate, like, all that we've accomplished. We're thinking about the future and we forget that, like, right now, like, I could get struck by lightning or hit by a car or whatever it is, have a heart attack. And life is, it's like all the pain and all the laughter and everything is so special.
Yeah.
That why overlook it?
Well, I love where it says never allow waiting to become a habit. Because don't we do that, right? You're like, oh, I'll just be happy when, or when I get to this place in my life,
right,
I'll, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, life is happening now. So even like what I was saying when I started this and I'm not feeling my best today, I'm like, this is a season. And also there's still so much good in my life to focus on and be happy about and put my energy in towards, you know?
Right.
It's never as bad as we think it is.
And so, you know, look, sometimes taking action on something that you've been waiting to do can cause anxiety or stress or whatever, but, like, that's called feeling, you know, like, that is living. Like when you actually stir the pot and, like, force your body and your mind to, like, feel these things. And sometimes it's just excitement. So,
So go
stop waiting.
Go live. And I mean, I guess, other than that, all we have to say is, like, always remember to
act casual.
Gets me every time. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream act casual, or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com. And always remember,
act casual.